19章第1节,
and it came to pass in those days there was no king in Israel.
当以色列中没有王的时候,
then chapter 21,
我们看四世纪第21章,
verse 25,
第25节,
Judges chapter 21, verse 25.
四世纪第21章第25节,
in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王,
so we can see in the book of Judges, it stresses three times there was no king in Israel.
在四世纪强调说以色列中没有王,
because there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
因为以色列当时没有王,
that's why during that time the chosen people hated one another.
所以当时这些选民,
and they do so many wicked things against God.
然后他们做神眼中所,
why? Because in their heart they say there's no king in Israel. Just like nowadays.
就好像如此,
many people live in this world.
在现今的世上有很多人在活着,
they don't have God to reign over their hearts. So because of this, they do whatever is right according to their own will.
所以他们做他们眼中所看为对的事。
That's why it's so difficult for you and I.
所以对你和我来说是非常困难的。
To continually to keep in the faith.
很困难的继续地维持我们的信仰。
Especially for the younger generation.
特别是下一代，比较年轻的这一代。
Because the way that people do things in the world,
因为现今人在世界上所做的一些的行为,
it contradicts the Bible teaching.
是跟圣经有悖的。
So because of this, if you don't truly know the Bible well,
如果我们对圣经不了解的话,
then we will become very confused.
我们会被迷惑。
Just like these people.
就好比如这些人。
They say there's no king in Israel.
那时以色列中没有王。
Of course there was a king in Israel.
以色列当时当然有王,
that was God.
那就是神,
but because they do so much wickedness, they cannot see that God was the one that reigned over their hearts.
因为他们所做的事情都是恶的, 所以他们不能看到耶稣在他们心中作王。
But for you and I,
那是对你,
even though many people in this world,
虽然这世界上有很多人,
they feel there's no God,
他们感觉上没有神,
but we must know,
但是我们必须要知道,
that God always reigned over our hearts.
神应该在我们心中称王,
and only then we can make it to the end days.
我们只能这样行才可以, 在世界末日被得救。
Let's read the book of Ruth.
我们看路德记,
the book of Ruth, verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3.
路德记第1章第3节,
let's start from verse 2.
我们看第2节,
Ruth chapter 1, verse 2.
路德记第1章第2节,
the name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, and Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Verse 3.
第3节,
then Elimelech, Naomi, her husband died, and she was left and her two sons. So here, this is also during the time of Judges. And we know during the time there was no king in Israel.
在当时并没有,
but then they describe a family.
这里谈到一个家庭,
and this family is a family of Naomi.
这家庭是拿俄米的家庭,
but her husband's name was Elimelech.
她的先生叫以利米勒,
even though there's no king in Israel.
虽然在以色列没有王,
but this man, his name is Elimelech. This means my God is king.
但是这个人的名字叫以利米勒, 就是神是我的, 我的王。
So just like nowadays.
就好比今日,
yes, maybe many people in the world do not worship God.
在这世界上有很多人没有敬畏神,
but you and I, our name should be Elimelech.
那是你和我的名字应该成为以利米勒。
That means my God is king.
就是说, 我的神就是我的, 我的君王。
This means you and I must allow Jesus Christ to reign over our hearts.
就是我们需要神来掌管我们的心。
Even though our Lord Jesus Christ reign over our hearts,
即使耶稣基督掌管我们的心,
it doesn't mean sometimes we will not be weak in our faith.
不代表在我们的信仰当中不会软弱。
Just like Elimelech and his family,
就好比以利米勒和他的家人。
We can see in verse 1, they live in the land of Bethlehem.
在第一节谈到说他们住在伯利恒。
Bethlehem means the house of bread or the house of God.
伯利恒的意思就是神的家或者神的这个有 粮食的地方。
But then it said there was a great famine.
但是谈到当时有饥荒。
And because of this famine, they left the land of Bethlehem and went to dwell in the country of Moab.
因为这个国家有饥荒，所以他往摩亚地区居住。
We know the Moabites, they are very sinful people.
我们知道摩亚人是一群常常犯罪的人。
So because of this, God said they can never enter His tabernacle.
所以他就说摩亚人并不能进入神的会幕。
Because they don't want to cause the children of God to sin greatly against Him.
因为是摩亚人让这些以色列民族犯罪得罪神。
Just like nowadays the people in the world.
就好比现今世代的人。
They just like the Moabites.
他们就好比这些摩亚人。
If we are not careful, they also will cause us to sin against God.
如果我们一不小心，这些摩亚人会让我们得罪神。
But why did Elimelech and his family went to the land of Moab?
但是为什么以利米勒却往摩亚地区呢？
Because of famine.
是因为饥荒。
If they live in Bethlehem, the house of bread, how can there be a famine?
但是如果他们住在这个伯利恒，就是粮食之家，为什么会遇到这个饥荒呢？
The only reason we can come up with, maybe they were lack of faith.
我们可以看到其中一个原因就是他们失去了这个信心。
Just like nowadays.
就好比今日。
We proclaim that we are the true church of God.
我们说我们是神的真教会。
But when we come to church,
当我们来到教会的时候，
we feel like every week we cannot gain anything.
我们每个星期我们觉得我们领受不了什么东西。
And spiritually we feel that this place is full of famine.
然后灵性上我们觉得这个地方好比是一个饥荒地。
So because of this, every week we come to worship God is just like a routine and a habit.
所以我们每个星期来聚会就好比是一个程序，是一个我们常常做的一件事。
But if this place is truly the place of God,
但是如果这个地方是真的神的家的话，
you and I can never feel hungry.
你和我都不会感觉到饥饿。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the bread of life.
因为耶稣基督是生命之道。
And whoever follow Him and go to Him can never be hungry.
凡有人到他面前，从不会饥饿。
But why are you and I quite often?
但是为什么你和我常常
we feel come to church is so boring.
常常觉得来聚会的时候感觉到非常乏闷。
And sometimes we kneel down and pray, seem we don't feel anything, experience anything.
为什么我们常常跪下来祷告却感觉不了什么东西？
But one thing we know for sure.
但是我们所可以肯定的一
件事。God is always the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
神今日昨天、今日和明天都是永远一样。
So He never change.
他是不改变的。
But you and I.
但是你和我
are the one that change.
是常常改变的。
Quite often our love toward Him grows so cold.
很多时候我们对他的爱常常就会被冷淡。
That's why when we come to church.
所以我们常来到教会的时候，
when we kneel down and pray.
当我们祷告的时候，
we don't feel anything.
我们不感觉不了什么东西。
When we talk to brothers and sisters.
当我们跟弟兄姐妹谈话
的时候， we don't feel anything.
我们却感觉不了东西。
Why? Because quite often our life is not connected to God Himself.
因为我们的生命没有跟神的生命连接起来。
No.When we feel this kind of famine,
当我们感觉到这种饥荒的话，
we must try harder.
我们应该要更加努力。
Try harder to be connected to God.
更加努力的是想去跟神连接在一起。
And the only way we can do that is by praying and read God's word.
我们可以做到这一点，就是要跪下来祷告，常常读经。
If there's a famine in church,
如果在教会当中有
这个饥荒的话， if there's a famine in Bethlehem,
如果在这个伯利恒有这饥荒的话，
everywhere else also be famine.
在其他的地方也会遭受饥荒。
But there should not be famine in the land of Bethlehem.
但是在这个伯利恒不应该有饥荒。
So what does this mean?
这是意表是什么呢？
If we feel void when we come to church,
如果我们来到教会而感觉到虚空的话，
If we don't feel completely joyful when we come to church,
当我们来到教会却感觉不了喜乐的话，
That means you and I are experiencing famine.
就是你和我已经进入这个饥荒的状况了。
But the best thing to do not to go into the world and seek for fulfillment.
但是我们并不应该到这个世界里面去寻找欢乐。
Nowadays, many young people in our church.
所以我们看到现今在我们教会当中有很多年轻人。
If you look on their Facebook,
当你看到他们的脸书的话，
many of them have boyfriend and girlfriends.
他们有很多男女朋友。
And some of them even addicted to alcohol.
有些已经喝酒上瘾了。
And some of them even addicted to smoking weed.
有些已经吸毒上瘾了。
Why do they have this kind of need to do all these things?
为什么他们需要做这些事情呢？
Because their hearts are empty.
因为他们心中感觉到虚空。
Because when they feel their heart feels so void, they need some external thing to fulfill them.
因为他们心中感觉到非常虚空，他们需要一些外在的东西来填补这个虚空。
But that should not be the case.
但其实我们不应该这样。
Because we worship the true and living God.
因为我们敬拜这个又真又活的神,
and He's the source of everything.
祂是一切事情的来源。
When we feel void inside our heart, we should go to Him.
当我们心中有感觉到虚空的话, 我们应该, 往耶稣那里去。
When we feel depressed, we should go to Him.
当我们心中感觉到非常纳闷的时候,
我们也应该到神那里去。 Inside our heart.
所以我们心中有这个饥荒,
so because of this famine,
就因为这个饥荒,
and then Elimelech moved his family to the land of Moab.
以利米勒就把他的家人迁移到这个摩押地.
Then look at in verse 3.
我们看第三节.
Then Elimelech, Naomi, husband, died.
这里谈到说伊利米勒, 拿俄米的先生过世了。
What does this mean?
这意味着什么呢?
Elimelech means my God is king.
伊利米勒就是说神是我的,
but because they left the land of Bethlehem,
但是他们离开了这个伯利恒,
and then they went to live in the land of Moab,
然后前往摩押地去居住.
Because of this, my God is king have died.
所以因为如此, 我的神是我的君王, 过世.
In other words, for you and I,
就是说换句话说, 你和我今天,
if we put our hearts into the world,
如果我们把我们的心思意念放在这个世界上,
sooner or later Christ no longer reign over our hearts.
过了一段日子, 耶稣基督就不再在我们心中称为王.
And when Christ no longer reign over hearts,
当神不在我们里面当王的时候,
then our life will be full of emptiness.
我们的生命就会, 就会变成虚空.
And then our family also will not do well.
我们的家庭也没办法很好的过.
You know, quite often when I talk to our church members,
所以很多时候当我跟这些, 信徒谈话的时候,
you know, God bless us so much.
神祝福我们,
God gave us almost everything that we wanted.
我们所需要的一切,
but one thing we truly do not have, and the thing that we need the most,
但是有一件事我们没有的, 但是我们需要跟神求的,
is for us to be close to God.
那就是让我们跟神更亲密.
Here, I know this young brother.
我认识了一个年轻的弟兄.
The first year he got out of college.
第一年他离开了大学.
He got a great job.
他有了一个很好的这个一份工作.
And his first job, we almost couldn't buy, you know, a Camry, right? A first paycheck.
所以他第一份工拿到的薪水可以买一辆车.
Because he make a lot of money.
因为他赚取非常多的金钱.
And then, of course, that is good to be able to make a lot of money.
当然当你可以赚取非常多金钱上是好的,
but it seemed the more money he made, the more empty he feel inside.
但是他感觉到当他越赚越多钱, 但是心中的这个虚空却越多.
So because of this, he started going with his friends after work school happy hour.
所以他上班完后就会跟他的朋友去,
yeah, like, you know, they after work they go to drink at a bar, right, happy hour.
所以他们就他们, 下班后就和朋友去喝酒.
And then, of course, it's ironic to call it happy hour because those people go there so depressed, right? That's why they go and drink.
所以他们去这个地方, 叫这个欢乐时光, 但是去了这个地方却很多人, 是非常沮丧的.
So after a while, this brother become addicted to alcohol.
所以过了一段时间, 这个弟兄就, 酗酒成瘾.
And then, even till now, he drink quite a lot.
直到今天他也是常常的喝酒.
Even though as a young person, he can buy, you know, $1 million home.
所以他虽然很年轻, 他可以买上百万的这个豪宅,
he can buy whatever car he want to drive,
他可以买他所要开的车,
but he just feels so empty inside.
但是他们心中却感觉到非常的虚空.
Now from this story I learned one thing.
从这个故事中我学习了一件事情。
As parents we love our children very much.
我们作为父母亲非常疼爱我们的孩子。
We always want to give them the best thing.
我们要给他们最好的。
And quite often the best thing, it's not according to the word of God. Of course, there's nothing wrong for them to go to the best college. There's nothing wrong for them to get a great job. There's nothing wrong for them to live in a big house. But going to a great school, getting a great job, living in a big house without Christ, they have nothing.
但是如果他们去了很好的大学, 得到一份很好的工作, 住在豪宅, 但是失去了神, 那不是一件好事。
But if they don't have a great job, they don't go to a great school, they don't have a big house,
如果他们没有上很好的大学, 没有得到一份很好的工作, 也没有一间豪宅,
if they have God,
但是如果他们有神的话,
they have everything,
他们拥有一切。
So that's why as parents, we must be focused.
所以作为这个父母亲的话, 我们必须非常的这个, ,有目标。
Quite often, we as being Asian,
作为一个亚洲人,
we always put education first before everything.
我们把这个功课学业 放在一切事的第一位。
But always remember,
但是我们要常常知道,
we are also the chosen people of God.
我们也是神的选民。
So because of this, we should put God first above everything.
就是因为我们是神的选民, 我们要把神放在第一位。
So we must continue to pass this faith to the younger generation.
所以我们要把这个信仰传承给下一代。
But look at the younger generation nowadays.
但是如果我们看下一代的话,
they feel so void inside their hearts.
在他们心中感觉到那么的虚空。
Even on Facebook, even though they put True Jesus Church members.
所以虽然在脸书他们把自己称为是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Some sister just wearing a miniskirt and dancing on you know, on Facebook.
所以有些姐妹却穿了一个迷你裙就在跳舞。
And some of them dating outsiders and kissing and stuff like that and put on Facebook.
有些就是, 就跟外面的人, 有男朋友, 然后就放些, 亲吻的这些照片。
So that's why we must teach a younger generation.
所以我们要教导我们下一代,
to be connected to God.
要与神连接起来。
And look at Elimelech die.
我们看伊利米勒过世了。
But even though Elimelech died, but Naomi did not go back to Bethlehem.
虽然伊利米勒他过世了, 但是拿俄米却没有回到伯利恒。
Why? Because he also had two sons.
因为他有两个儿子。
And these two sons, the name was Mahlon and Chilion.
然后这两个儿子, 一个是马伦, 一个是基连。
This is very interesting, right?
这是非常, 有趣的。
Quite often when we have children,
我们有孩子,
we always want to give them the most beautiful name.
我们要给他最好, 最美的一个名字。
Like Pei Ling, right? Pei Ling, right? Pei Ling means beautiful in Chinese, right?
好比就是佩林, 就是, 美丽的意思。
Maybe in a Bella, right? In a Thai, it means beautiful, right?
或者是Bella, 就是在泰语是 美丽的意思.
But look at the name here in verse 5.
我们看第五节,
Mahlon means invalid.
Mahlon 就是, 不存在.
And Chilion means waste away.
基连就是, 慢慢的败坏.
How many of us would name our kids invalid and waste away?
我们有几个人会把这个, 不存在或者, 这个败, 慢慢败坏的这个名字 作为名字呢?
Can you imagine some of you just had babies, right?
我们有些人刚刚有孩子,
and they ask you, hey, what's the name of your baby?
我们就问你的, 你的婴孩叫什么名字?
Oh, this one is invalid.
哦, 这个是不存在,
and the other one is waste away.
哦, 另外一个是慢慢的败坏。
And I would look at you very strangely. How can you name your kids like that?
所以我会看着你非常, 觉得非常奇怪, 为什么你会这样的, 来为你儿子命名?
And how did Naomi name her son Mahlon and Chilion?
为什么Naomi把她的儿子, 命名为马伦还有基连呢?
Why? Because they stay in the land of Moab.
因为他们住在摩亚地。
Because anything in land of Moab, they cannot exist for too long.
因为在摩亚之地并没有什么事情可以, 长存的。
So why did she name him invalid and waste away?
为什么他把他们称, 称为, 不存在或者另外一个就是, 败坏呢?
Because in verse 5, these two sons also died.
因为在第五节, 这两个儿子也过世了。
With their father, my God is king.
以他的父亲, 神是我的王, 过世了。
So what does that mean for you and I?
所以你和, 对于你和我有什么意义?
If we put our hearts and our mind in the world,
如果我们把我们的心思意念放在这个世界上,
and Christ no longer reign over our hearts,
然后基督不在我们心, 生命中称王,
and Christ will not also reign over your children,
神也不在你儿子的生命中称王,
and your children just a waste,
对你, 你的孩子只不过是一个会败坏的,
and in the eyes of God they're just invalid,
在神的眼中他们是不存在的,
because living life without God there's no meaning at all,
因为活着没有神是没有意义的,
because the children are blessing from God,
因为孩子是从神来的这个, 福气,
but if we bring our children go to live in the world,
如果我们把我们的孩子带到世界上, 让我们在世界上活着,
then no longer the children become a blessing,
所以这孩子就不成为一种祝福,
because if God did not reign over their hearts,
如果神不在他们生命中称王的话,
then he's just wasting their life away,
他们只是把他们生命慢慢的, 败坏,
so we must be very careful.
所以我们要非常小心。
Yes, we want the best thing for our children.
我们要让我们孩子有最好的东西。
But that best thing is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那最好的东西, 最好的福分就是耶稣基督。
Because when we have our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为当我们拥有耶稣基督的话,
we have everything.
我们就拥有所有一切。
And when our children have Jesus Christ,
当我们孩子有拥有, 有耶稣基督的话,
they will have everything.
他们会拥有一切。
Why? Because they will have peace, they will have joy.
因为他们会有喜乐, 他们有平安。
And this peace and joy, there's no way the world can give it to them.
这喜乐和 平安是世界上所不能给予我们的。
You know, there's a deacon in our church.
所以在我们教会有一个执事。
And he shared me that his son is not too smart.
然后他跟我分享说他的儿子并不非并不聪明。
And for me, I'm very surprised. Usually, we as Asian people, we don't tell people, "Oh, my son is not too smart." Right?
所以啊，我觉得很奇怪，因为身为亚洲人，我们不会说我们的孩子不聪明。
But he say when it comes to school and stuff like that, even though he studies hard, but he's not too smart.
所以他说，我孩子虽然他非常努力的读书，但是啊，考试的时候却啊，往往不是很理想。
But the deacon say to me that I'm very proud of him.
但是这个执事却跟我说，我对他的这个我非常。因为他而感到骄傲。
And I say why?
我问他为什么。
Because he prays more, he prays to God more than me.
因为他向神祷告比我向神祷告还要多。
He read the Bible more than me.
他比我读经还要多。
So even though yes, the from the world point of view, he's not too smart, but for me, I think he's the wisest person I know.
所以对于世界来，对于世界来说，他并不是非常有智慧的，但对于我来说，他比我还有智慧。
You know, when I heard this, I almost shed tears.
当我听到这个故事的时候，我几乎要流眼泪。
Because this deacon truly know what's important, the best thing for his son.
因为这个执事了解说，对他儿子最重要的事情是什么。
Because his son, even though yes, when it comes to you know study and stuff, maybe he's not too bright.
所以对于他的儿子来说，功课业上并不很理想。
But he's a prayer person.
但是他是一个常常祷告的人。
Because of this, God bless him.
因为如此，所以神祝福他。
But when you talk to this young person, actually, he's always very joyful.
当你跟这个年轻人谈话的时候，他常常都感觉到非常喜悦。
But more importantly, his parents know that is the most important thing for him.
更重要的是，他的父母亲知道这件事对他来讲是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
we really need to pray for the younger generation.
我们应该为我们下一代而祷告。
And we also need to teach them the way of the live a wonderful life.
我们应该教导他如何过一个好的生活。
Life without Christ is no meaning.
我们生命当中如果没有基督的话，没有神的话，是无意义的。
Because life without Christ, there's nothing out there.
因为生命如果没有基督的话，也是毫无意义的。
Just like Naomi,
就好比拿欧米。
She went to the land of Moab.
她去到摩押之地。
With her husband.
与她的先生一起去。
With two sons.
与两个儿子。
Then they all die.
但是她的先生和儿子都过世了。
So we also must be very careful.
所以我们必须非常小心。
If we bring our family into the world,
如果我们把我们家人带到世界上
，sooner or later, spiritually, we will all die.
过不多时，我们的灵命必会死亡。
But thank God for Naomi.
但是我们感谢主。
When her two sons died.
当她两个儿子过世了。
When her husband died.
当她先生过世了。
Then she have no more hope in the land of Moab.
在摩押之地并没有，已经没有什么期望了。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
路德记第一章第六节。
Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread.
他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
So for me, why did she heard that God visit his people?
所以为什么他听到耶和华眷顾自己的百姓？
For me, during this time, she able to see things more clear than before.
所以对我来说，他在这段时间已经事情看得比较明显了。
Maybe before she trusted her husband to take care of her.
之前他相信他的先生会照顾他。
Then maybe she trusted her two sons to take care of her.
然后他就信靠他的两个儿子来供养他。
But now that she lost everything.
但是现在他已经失去了一切。
Then she built to hear.
然后他就可以听见。
That God visited his people.
就是可以听见耶和华眷顾自己的
百姓。We know that God is always with his people.
我们知道耶和华常常眷顾自己的百姓。
Just like God is always with you and I.
就好比耶稣基督常常与我们同在。
But when we are lack of faith.
但是我们失去了这个信心的话。
We do not see anything like that.
我们就完全看不见这一切。
And that's why sometimes we go into the world and try to gain the world.
所以我们很多时候就要到这个世界上去索取一些事情。
But God is always with us.
那是神。常常与我们同在。
If we open our spiritual ears,
如果我们把我们的属灵耳朵开起来的话
to listen to our Lord Jesus Christ,
然后来聆听耶稣基督
and open our eyes,
开启我们的灵眼
we will see that God is always with us.
我们可以看到耶稣基督常常与我们同在
just like Naomi,
就好比拿欧米
so she heard and she see that God visited his people.
然后她听见然后神耶和华眷顾自己的百姓
but that's not good enough.
不但如此。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore she went out of the place where she was.
所以她就与两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方。
She was in the land of Moab.
她在摩亚之地。
Now she came out of there.
现在她离开了那个地方。
So just like for you and I.
就好比你而我一样。
We know God is always with his people.
我们知道耶和华常常与他的百姓一起。
So we must come out of the world and come back to Bethlehem.
我们必须离开这个世界回到伯利恒。
But if you only hear that God is with his people.
如果我们只听到说神与他的百姓同在。
But we still want to live in the world.
但是我们还要继续住在这个世界上。
Then we can never ever go back to Bethlehem.
这样我们永远不能回到伯利恒。
So sometimes we are the chosen people of God.
所以作为神的选民。
No, we want to live a life of Solomon.
我们要活得像所罗门王。
But have the result of our life just like Paul.
但是我们生命的终点却要好比保罗一样。
We know it cannot work that way.
我们知道这是行不通的。
Whatever we sow, we will reap.
我们所栽种的，我们必须会收割。
If we live like Solomon, the end of our lives will be like Solomon.
如果我们好比所罗门王的这样的一个生活，我们的人生的终点就好比所罗门王一样。
If we live like life of Paul,
如果我们活的是保罗的生命
，the result also be like Paul.
生命的终点也好比保罗一样。
So that's why we must make determination.
所以我们必须有这个意志。
No, quite often our life is full of suffering.
我们的生命常常都有很多痛苦。
Sometimes we cannot decide, should I be truly a Christian? Should I just go into the world?
我们常常就是矛盾。不知道我们要当为基督徒还是回到这个世界上。
So we have this kind of feeling.
所以我们有常常有这种感觉。
Then it means you and I are still hanging on the cross.
就是说你和我还在这个基督这个十字架上被挂着。
Because we have not made determination.
因为我们没有立志。
Because when we are on the cross, we should die with Christ and bury with Christ.
因为当我们死在十字架上，我们要与神同埋葬，同复活。
And only then we have a newness of life inside of us.
只要这样，我们才会心里的更新。
But if we cannot make determination,
但是如果我们没有立志
，if we only hanging on the cross,
如果我们只是在这个十字架上被吊在那里
，and we cannot determine to die with Jesus,
我们并没有决定立志
and we cannot determine to bury with Jesus,
与神同死同埋葬。
Then our life always be full of suffering.
我们的生命却常常有这个痛苦。
Quite often, that's why Jesus said he doesn't like it when we are lukewarm.
所以神说他不喜欢不冷不热的。
Make a determination.
所以我们要立志。
Either you're going to be hot or you're going to be cold.
你要么就是热，要么就是冷。
But don't be in between.
不要不冷不热。
If we are in between, God will spew us out of His mouth.
如果不冷不热的话，神会从他的口中把它吐出来。
Why? Because sometimes when we are cold.
因为有时候当我们冷的时候
，then God can move our heart to be hot.
神会感动我们，让我们的心变成热。
And when we are hot,
当我们很热的话
，God can move our heart even to be hotter.
神会感动我们心，让它更温暖。
But when we are lukewarm.
但是我们不冷不热的话
you think everything is okay.
我们觉得什么事情都 OK.
Right, because I'm not cold and I'm not that hot, but I'm okay.
我们不冷也不热，所以一切事情都没问题。
If you feel like this,
如果我们是这样的如果我们有这样的感觉的话
it's too dangerous for our faith.
对我们的信仰来说是非常危险的。
So we must make determination.
所以我们必须要立志。
If you want to go into the world, go into the world.
如果我们去这个世界，我们就往这世界去。
If you want to worship God, we worship God.
如果我们要敬拜神，我们去敬拜神。
But of course, we hope and wish that all of us make determination to come and worship God.
当然，我们希望每个人都来这里来敬拜神。
So Naomi, she heard that God visited His people.
所以 Naomi 听到耶和华眷顾自己的百姓。
Then she arose and went and got out of the place that is Moab.
然后起身离开所住之地。
Then she returned to the land of Judah.
然后就回到犹大地区。
Now when I think about her story,
当我看到这个故事的时候
it always reminds me of the prodigal son.
就让我想起这个浪子回头这个比喻。
You see the prodigal son.
我们知道这个浪子回头的比喻。
He asked his father.
他问他的儿子，他问他的父亲。
Father, derive your livelihood to me.
父啊，你把我该有的给我吧。
So the father gave his portion.
所以这个父亲就把他的产业给了这个儿子。
And the Bible said, not many days, the youngest son went to a far country.
然后圣经说，过了不多时，这个弟弟就往其他地方去了。
And in that far country, he spent everything that he had.
然后到这个比较遥远的地方，他就花了一切所有，他的一切。
And there arose a great famine.
然后在那地呢，却有一个饥荒。
And even with his great famine, he did not return home.
就算有这个饥荒，他也没有打算回来。
But he went to join to the that to a citizen of that country.
然后他就去到那个国家的那个城市里面。
And then one day when his feed the swine.
所以当他有一天在喂这个猪的时候，
even the pig's food he had desired to eat.
就算这个猪吃的东西，他都想去吃。
And only then it came to himself.
然后他才醒悟过来。
Say in my father's house.
在我父之家。
Even the servant have not fruit, not bread to eat.
在他父的家，工人都有这个足够的粮食吃。
But I'm here dying with starvation.
但是我在这地却要因为饥荒而饿着肚子。
Then he said, I will return back to my father.
所以他说我要回到我父那里去。
And I will say to my father,
我会跟我父讲，
Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you.
父啊，我又犯罪得罪你，得罪天。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我不再没有资格再称为你的儿子了。
But make me one of your high servants.
那是让我成为你的仆人。
So the son arose and went toward his father.
所以这个儿子就起来回去他父亲的家。
And the Bible said,
圣经说道，
From a distance,
从远处，
the father saw him.
父亲就看到他了。
And the father ran toward him.
父亲 跑到他那里去，
and fell on his neck and kissed him.
然后抱着他的颈来跟他以来亲吻。
Then his son started to say to his father,
然后这个儿子就跟他父亲说，
Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you.
他说父啊， 我犯罪得罪你，得罪天。
And before he said, I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
然后他说我不配称为你的儿子。
The father said to the servant,
父亲就跟这个仆人说，
Go and bring the best robe and put on him.
去把最好的这个外套披在他身上。
Go and bring the ring and put on his finger.
然后把这个戒指放在他的手指上。
Go and put a sandal on his feet.
然后去把一个鞋子放在他的脚上。
For my son was lost, now he is found.
因为我儿子失去了，现在又找寻回了。
For my son was dead, now he is alive.
因为之前我的儿子已经过世，但是现在又复活了。
So this morning, our Lord Jesus Christ also asked us the same.
所以今天耶稣基督也是同样的问我们，
Are we lost?
我们是否是迷失了？ 我们是否是死了？
Are we found and we alive?
我们是，
Are we been found and we alive?
我们是否是被寻见然后是活着呢？
When we come to church every week,
当我们每个星期来到聚会，
it doesn't mean we are not lost.
不代表我们是不是迷失的。
When we come to church every week,
当我们每个星期来到聚会，
it doesn't mean we are not dead.
不代表我们不是死的。
Yes, outwardly you and I can come to church.
对， 在这个外表上我们是来聚会的。
But look down, deep down inside your heart.
但是如果我们看我们心中最深的一层，
Do we truly still love God?
我们还真正的爱神吗？
Do we truly feel so excited to come to worship Him?
我们来敬拜神的时候是感觉到非常的喜乐吗？
Do we spend every day communicating with Him?
我们有常常每天与他一起沟通，
if we don't have these kind of feelings,
如果我们没有如此的这种感觉，
then we are lost.
其实我们已经是迷失了，
and we are dead.
我们已经是死亡了。
One time there's testimony about this brother.
所以有一次有一个弟兄的这个见证，
he always come to church late.
他很常常的来到聚会都是迟到。
And one time as he come to church late, then he saw an angel in front of the church.
他看到这个教会门前有一个天使。
And the angel was taking attendance.
然后这个天使呢，都在就是打这个电铃。
Then he see that the two brothers, the two members outside, they were ushers. So he put them, or this brother and that sister, they're ushers.
然后他看到这两个是在外面做接待的，这个天使就说这个弟兄这个姐妹是做接待的。
And then when the brother walk in,
当这个弟兄走进来的时候，
he put, oh, brother so and so is late again.
所以他就这个天使就说这个某某弟兄他又迟到了。
And then when he came into the chapel,
当他进到这个会堂里面，
people are starting singing hymns.
每个人已经开始在唱诗了。
So he opened his Bible, I mean his hymn book.
他翻开他的赞美诗。
And he started to sing.
他开始唱。
The minute he started to sing, everyone in the chapel, there's no voices.
当他开始唱的时候，但是教会里面的人却没有声音。
Then the angel was right next to him.
这个天使就在他旁边。
And he asked the angel,
他就问天使，
Why can't I hear any brothers and sisters singing?
为什么我听不到弟兄姐妹在唱诗呢？
And I can't even hear myself singing.
他也说我也听不到自己在唱诗。
And the angel said to him,
然后天使跟他说，
Yes, outwardly they're singing.
罪的，在他们的外表，他们是在唱。
But God cannot hear them.
但是神却听不到他们的
声音。Because when they sing, their hearts are very far from God.
虽然他们唱诗，但是他们的心却离神非常的远。
Because of this, even though they are singing, God cannot hear one word or one praise that they are singing to Him.
虽然他们肉体上是在唱诗，但是神却听不到他们的歌声。
So that time the brother become very sad.
所以那当时这个弟兄感觉到非
常的沮丧。Yes, all this time he comes to church every week.
虽然他每个星期都来聚会。
But always late.
但是他常常都迟到。
Then even though we are singing praising to God.
虽然我们常常唱诗赞美神。
But God can't hear us.
但是神却听不见。
So that's why he made determination to change the way he come to worship God.
所以他立志改变他来敬拜神的这种心态。
So you and I must do the same thing.
所以你和我今天必须如此行。
So when we praise to God,
当我祷，我们向神祷告的话，
God can hear our prayer.
神可以听见我们的祷告。
When we sing to God,
当我们向神歌颂，
God can hear us.
神可以听到我们的歌颂。
The only way to do it, we must return to Bethlehem.
所以唯一能这样行的时候，就是当我们回到伯利恒。
Because God did not stay in the land of Moab.
因为神并没有居住在摩押之地。
He only visited his people in Bethlehem.
他只是眷顾在伯利恒的自己的百姓。
So for you and I, if we want him to hear us,
如果你和我要神听见我们的声音，
we should be just like Naomi.
我们必须像拿奥米。
Return back to Bethlehem.
回到犹大地。
So God can hear you and I.
让所以神可以听见我们的声音。
May God continue to help us and guide us.
我们愿神来继续的帮助我们。
We should not come to worship God only with our body.
我们不能只是肉体上来敬拜神。
But our hearts and our mind should be connected to Him.
我们的心思，我们意念必须与神连接。
And this afternoon we continue to study and treat me not to leave you.
我们下午会继续讨论这个话题。
Now let's all rise and sing Him 162.
唱诗162首。
162.
162首。